The Gemara in Erev in the Chacham Chum Beis says the Shloim Malchav Dinoi Tiknu Erev Chetzeres. Erev Chetzeres was the Tekan of the Rabbanon, an early Tekan of the Rabbanon from Shloim Malchav Dinoi. The Tekan was that you should not carry even from Rosh Hashanah to Shabbos Yochid. You know, Midaraisa is listed to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Shabbos Yochid. And the Rabbanon even to a Kamalus, which is Rosh Hashanah Rabban, the Rabbanon. It doesn't have all the Gedarim Rosh Hashanah Rabban, it's not even Rosh Hashanah Rabban, but the Rabbanon is. And Chazal made even a bigger takana, not to carry from, not to be Duhaitzah from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, unless you make a Nevi Chatzayr, unless you make a Hecha. Lamashah from one house to another house, or to a Kamal Chatzah, even if it's all Mukaf and Mechitzah, there's a fence around the yard, or what we make today around the neighborhood, it's Tzivus HaPesach. But the poles and the string, this was the lefty and the kaira, going around, this is the machitza, and it's all in the Rosh Hashanah. But there's a common area that we're sharing, you're not allowed to carry over there. It's not as chom as the kamalus. The kamalus, the bonon, has no takana, no way to fix it. It's supposed to carry in a kamalus. But from Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah, what you have to have is an area of chaseris. You have to be all mishtatif in pas, in lechem, in bread. And that makes it all considered one reshus. That's the tekana of Erev. Otherwise, the reason was we were and Chazal were afraid that if you're not to carry like the Moshe in Brookhill out in the common area in the street, you'll have to carry a regular shus rabban. If you carry from one reshus yachid to another reshus yachid, and it's defined by two owners, if it would be all one owner, it wouldn't be a problem. But two different people own one house, another person owns another house. They were afraid that you would come to carry. So they made this tekana of Erev Chetzeres. I always felt such a pet peeve of mine that when people call the string, the Shus HaPesach around there, they call it an Erev. They say the Erev is up, the Erev is down. It's really a misnomer. That's not Erev, that's the Shus HaPesach. In the Sugiyos HaShas, and Rishayin, and Machrein, and Pleskin, it's never referred to as an Erev. An Erev, there's three Erevin. There's an Erev Chetzeres, which we're talking about now. There's Erev to Yimachdiyah to carry in a chotzer that belongs to a few people, there's an Erev Tashilin, and there's an Erev Tachumen. That's Erevin. But this is called Tzus HaPesach, so if they want to call it out, they just say Tzus HaPesach is good, or Tzus HaPesach is bad. What does it say again? And, well, it means that I think you figure how to make the Erev Chatzeris.
Right.
How to make the Erev Chatzeris, right. So it's always a little strange to Erev Chatzeris, right?
No.
Oh, then it starts off.
No, so more than what says, the dalsas and all that.
Does that say Lashon Ma'avin?
Yeah.
I have to see. Well, what's the Lashon of Erev in, has it applied, what is the Lashon of Erev? Pashut Lashon of Erev is a Lashon of Mu'urik, to combine things, like Tarubis, like a mixture, to make things come together. And what's the Lashon of Erev Tashilin? It's the Rambam, the Rambam Takes the Kasha. The Rambam Take Vo, the Hilchus Yomtif. Halacha Beis, it's not the Rambam. The Rambam says, an Erev Tashilin, v'lom in dikishmai Erev. Why is it called an Erev? Where did Erev come to? Erev Tashilin is the halacha that, we know the halacha is you're not allowed to cook on, from Yom Tov to Chol. You can only cook on Yom Tov for Nefesh, what you need for that day. Or at least toil, but it has to be cooked for that day. You can't cook ahead of you for Chol, for Matzah Yom Tov. But what do you do when Yom Tov comes out of Shabbos, and you have to appear on Yom Tov Shabbos? So that's Mutlah. Yom Tov Shabbos, you're not to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos. Tzachi Shabbos not from Yom Tov, but Midrabanan, they made a theory, you should make a hekka, make an Erev Tashilin. Make an Erev Tashilin, so you shouldn't come to cook on Yom Tov to Chol. So therefore, what we do is we make an Erev Tashilin before Yom Tov, and the Ramo explains that in Siman Tzavkav Chazayin, that's Indian that it's like you started to cook for Shabbos from Chol, so even when you finish on Yom Tov, it's not like you're cooking on Yom Tov, you're finishing. It's considered you're only finishing on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's the hekka. So the Ram says, why is it called Erev? Where is the word Erev come to Erev Tashina? So the Ram says, Shekashem she'ev she'oisim b'chatzeis u'mavoyis me'erev Shabbos shum hekka k'dei shen li'yah ha'daitish mut l'leis m'shus m'shus b'Shabbos. Just like Erev Chatzeris was made as a hekka that you shouldn't carry from one Rishus to Rishus Yochit to Rishus Yochit to Rishus. That's what they made Erev Chatzeris. Kach zeh ha'tafshol m'shum hekka v'zikorin. That's what this tafshul is also. Erev Tashilin, traditionally Yid movie, Echashu, Shemutal Achis, Yom Tov, Mashiach, Yom Tov, Yom. You shouldn't think that it's that you're not going to cook on Yom Tov, Stam, what you're not eating that day. Lafikach nech, the tafshul is Erev Tashilin. So the Ravid quotes this Rambam, and he's a very shlaka saga, and he says, Rambam is saying it's the Shem HaMushal. It's a borrowed term, it's a borrowed Lashon. The Lashon of Erev passed by Erev Chatzeris. Because Erev Chatzeris is you're combining all the people to be like one family, And that was the hecker that you shouldn't think that you can't form Rosh Hashanah Vishas. And because we have a Lashon Erev, we pass the Erev Hatzeres, therefore we use that word Erev Tishrin also. But the Rabbi doesn't like that. And I think the Rabbi's question is, there were a lot of Sekundas in Chazal that were for Hek and Zikaron, and we don't use the Lashon Erev and borrow the term from Erev Hatzeres. So the Rabbi says, no, the Lashon Erev Tishrin passed by here also. The Rabbi's question is, Shehu Ma'arev, Tzochi Shabbos and Tzochi Yotov, like Sissim Yachad. It's also the idea of ma'ariv, of mixing up together, making tzochi shavas and tzochi yontov. I think it's also lashon of being ma'ariv the yomim. You're making all the days like one big day. That's what Erev Tishrin does. So it's also passing them Erev Tishrin. The Magen Mishnah says, and how would the Rav and how would the Rambam learn Erev Tchumen? Maybe according to Rambam would be right. There's some sort of a borrowed term from Erev Hatzeres, but according to Rav, so the Magen Mishnah says Erev Tchumen is also being ma'ariv the mekaymus. Until now, my tchum ended here, but now, because I was kind of shlis over here, we have tchum and I added on to my tchum, so it was like ma'arav that we're allowed to walk. I'm combining areas we're allowed to walk. It's all motion of combining. In the middle, he's printed on the Rambam, has a whole different shot. Even though he wants to say it in the Rambam, it's not the big doichik, but he wants to say that the lotion of Erevin is the lotion of Bein Havoyim. A whole different shot. He says the Rambam learns that Erevin is the lotion of Ma'uriv. Of being ma'arav, of combining things, but the Migdal Oysim says the lashon of bein haboyim, of bein hashmashes, because all these erevin are based on the ikke halachas to be nikdam bein hashmashes, bein haboyim in the afternoon. So that's the lashon of erevin. You make an erev chatzeris, erev tchumen, erev tashin, and all these things are done to be nikdam from bein hashmashes. That's what's true. Okay, so getting back to erev chatzeris, the kana chazal, the shiur erev chatzeris, the Mishnah says an erevin that peyvin veis is a groigris to each house. You have to be goyver. Every house has to have a gregus. A gregus is, a date. That's the shear of Kedei Sviya of, not Kedei Sviya, I'm sorry, that's the shear of the Yipil that takes away the Inu of Yom Kippur. And it's a mechoikus, how is the gregus bigger than Exayas? It's more than Exayas. Texas from Kulan, Skimon Bay, says that the gregus is a little bigger than Exayas. He has a rise, a little bigger than Exayas. Other places can. The Magen Avraham, Machzor Shekel, speak about it, and the Rechaim Siman Tov Teivav and Hilchos Pesach is one siman about the Shir of Tzayis Matzah, and that Shir of Tzayis Matzah they talk about what's a Gregus, and some say Gregus is a little less than a Tzayis. So Smachegus is a little less, a little bit more, but the Shir of Tzayis is a Gregus, and if it's a little bit more than a Tzayis, I think people say Tzayis today they use normally Matzah. That's what we use for Erev Tzayis. So I think if you say half a Matzah is a nice Tzayis, if you want to use more than half a matzah, that's what you'd be machmir, more than half a matzah of each person, maybe a whole matzah of each person. So if you have two people in the Erev Hatzeres, you would have two gregus. If you have three, you'd have three gregus. But the Mishnah says it goes up to Yudchet, up to 18. Once you have 18 gregus, that's enough for 18 people, for 100 people, for 1,000 people, for more, for a whole city. It maxes out. 18 gregus, so I'll say that's enough for the entire city. So the Moshul here in Brookhill, this neighborhood, we have the Susa Pesach around the whole neighborhood, makes Rishus Yachid, but we have the Takana that you still can carry from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid, or in the common area, the streets that belong to everybody. So for that, we have an Erev Chaseiris, and we have more than, Rosh Hashanah, more than 18 Shvach Chaseiris, so we have 18 Gregus would be enough, like it's a box of matzah, it might gotta be close, the box is 12 matzahs. I'm not sure if a Gregus would be, let's say,
I go
weight. What? Weight. It goes by weight? Everything's weight. Weight, not common. No, I think everything is common. So, Satsum is common. You can have a fluffy Danish and a Zayas, and you can have a heavy Danish, you know, a heavy piece of cake, you know. It doesn't go by weight, it goes by not einfach, it goes by measurement. It goes by measurements. Shikzayas. But that's what they do. They use maybe baksa matzah. Most people, the minigas, use baksa matzah because matzah stays for a long time. If you use challah, it gets smaller. I think it's neifach. Even fluffy cake, you don't have to squeeze it down how much it will squeeze down. It goes by the way it is. The neifach, even with the
yeah,
not the ear.
Okay,
so they do. And, there's another halacha. The Mishnah says Neiv and the Peim Beid that the Erev Chaseiris has to be Shlema, not Tusa. Special Mishnah. You can't have anything. You can't have a broken piece. If it's going to be even two people, two Gregus, two Masters, so one Master has to be a whole Master. You cannot have a broken challah, a broken Master to be full. So if they take a back to Master, and that's what they make an Erev Chaseiris for the whole neighborhood or for the whole city. You have to make sure it's not broken. I think they probably keep it sealed and they don't open it, so you can maybe shake it. you don't want to break it, make sure it's not broken inside. Maybe simach and roiv, you can be simach and roiv that pashas, baks, and matzis are not broken. But the erech hatzeis again has to be shleim and not prusa. It has to be dafka pas or lechem. It has to be dafka bread or hamitzi or matzis. And nicely, that's the way we do it. Normally the Rav takes care of it, and the Rav takes a box of matzah, and he has to be mezakeh de'acha, everyone has to be kind in it. And the person that owns it cannot make a kinyan for someone else, so he does this, he gives somebody else, he says, be mezakeh, mezakeh lom shem tonah, be kind in this for everybody in the neighborhood. And the person picks it up, makes a kinyan, is kind for everybody, everybody owns this, and we're all shusim in it, and that's the zakon that makes it, and it's left in one place, like the Rav's house, and we're all considered to a certain extent that we all live in one house, that makes it all one reshusim. That's the hacker. The shun comes to, because we carry here, it's supposed to remind us. Well, plenty of people don't even know it's there, and that's the hacker in this zakon, but my that's the zakon of Saddam. There's another halacha, most of the name been, it's halacha in Shechon HaRachayim, it's the Mishin Samachov, said, hey, that no one should be makbid on anyone eating there. Mikadin, since we all own the Chatzeris, it's supposed to be that we could all go eat it. And the Gemara does say that even if you eat it on Shabbos, or it gets burnt, or gets destroyed, it's good. You just leave the Erev Chatzeris from Benish Mashas. Once the Shabbos Shutim Ksasa, you have the Kulmai. Once the beginning of Shabbos Shutim, it's Mutter the whole day. So if somebody wants to go to Erev Chatzeris, he has to be. If he wants to eat it, we have to tell him, you know, ask him to say, hey, bon appetit, bon appetit. You know, go eat it. Yes, we have to now to eat it. We'll have to make a new one for next week. It's still good for this week if it eats, but everyone has to be allowed to eat it. If one person was a Hashem Ashanayin and say that, no, I don't give a shit, I'm an owner of it, I'm part owner, it gives Zaka to me, I give no shit, he ruins the day of everybody. If one person is able to be makbid, maybe if it's more than Yitzchak Gregus and his share is less, you know, but if he's makbid and no one's going to eat it, it ruins the day of Chatzeir. That's the concept that if we're all allowed to eat it, that's what makes us all like Mishtapet and Nasuda, that we're all able to eat. That's the Shia, by the way, of Yitzchak Gregus, it's more than Shtei Sudas, it comes out of Chesh and Mother Shtei Sudas. There's another very important halacha in Erev Chatzeiris. It's a Mishnah in Erev, the Chana Zal on the days, that the Erev Chatzeiris has to be the place that's accessible, that people are able to get to it on Shabbos. If you can't get to it, it doesn't work. And the Mishnah is an example, it was in a Migdal, it was in a tower that's locked. In a locked tower, it's inside the Makom HaMerur, and they lost the key. And no one knows what the key is. The only way to get to Erev Chatzeiris is to break into the tower, which would be a Malacha of Saista. If it's not just a Malacha of Slibna, it's maybe a Malacha of Abanam, but it's also not accessible. The Malacha of Abanam is also Asa. Then the Erev is no good. So the Maisa, when we leave today, we leave the Erev in the Erev Chatzeiris, in the Rav's house. How is it accessible? The answer is, if anyone would knock on the door and ask the Rav, I want the Erev Chatzeiris, I want to eat it, he would give it to him to eat. Go ahead. That's the same day, you can have it. Well, when the Rav goes away, when he goes away for Shabbos, he leaves the door locked, and we can't get in. So, what the Rav does, he tells the neighbor, he gives the neighbor the key, or the neighbor knows the combination. And now, how does everybody else get in? The answer is, we could go to that neighbor, and we could get, and he'll give us the key, give us the combination, and let us take the Erev Chatzeiris. It's moved for everybody. But the mice, what? If the neighbor's not here. What?
Now they're going to his house because it's.
You have to be able to go into the house. If you're not able to go into the house and get it, then it doesn't work. The Erev Chatzeiris has to be accessible to everybody. It says if it's in a locked house that no one can get into, the Erev is no good. So normally when the Rav's home, he'll open the door. And if he's not home, he has to make sure to leave the key by a neighbor. And most people don't even know who has the key. So the person would say, since you're able to be Doish Vachaiku, you can investigate. If you go around and ask enough people and say, where's the Erev Chatzeiris? They'll tell you, sir, Rav, he's not here. How do I get to it? Someone will tell you this neighbor has it. As long as somebody, there's some way to get to it, someone will tell you this neighbor has it, that's called accessible, that's called be able to get to it. But my kasha was, to me a big kasha, this is very good by someone that knows that such thing as Erev Chatzeiris. But today, I'm afraid that there are people that have no muslim, they don't even know, they know other things, but they don't know these mishnayas and these halachas of Erev Chatzeiris, they don't even know there's such a thing as Erev Chatzeiris. They know everyone's busy with the string, you know, making sure it's up. But what about the halacha of Chatzeiris? If you don't even know there's such a thing, and it's a ben sheni de lishol, you don't know to ask. How is that called accessible to you? If you have somebody that doesn't even know that there's such a thing, if he knows and he doesn't, I don't know who has the key. But I would go ask and find out. There's some over here, if you don't know, and there's Rav's neighbor, you know, what happens when he goes away? I don't know. I have to make sure he gets the key.
If you're right, it's not fun, but if you're right, then what Moshe?
And that would be a problem, right? And once one person asks the halachas, if you have to have everybody make chaser. So one person not included, that would ask for everybody else. So it's a big ha'arim, it's a big chiddush you have.
Why
are
you bothered?
He doesn't bother. In the same way you can hear, but a person that doesn't know, that's what I'm asking. If a person doesn't know b'chol, you could hear this way it always was. I'm thinking, you know, in a way, it's Achshad Drah. There's Kamat Noam Ratzin today. Everyone learns Gemara. Amol Yehad Amratzin, they learn Gemara. How are they included in the area of the town? Right. But you mean in the old days, maybe there wasn't Frayidim, and maybe it wasn't such a level. And this part was no Amaratzim. Everybody knew this. Maybe they used to actually collect the pasim of everybody. Maybe everybody knew their chatzeres. But today, we have people that mamish don't know such a thing. So that's, how is it accessible? With English, legal slogan, we call them Izu. You don't have more of a locked tower than that. I don't even know it's there. I don't even know to ask. How is that called accessible? If I'm right, then it would be a big Indian for Klaisol to make sure Mifal, that everyone should know the basic concept, because at least the Rosh of every Mishpacha, the father of every house, he should know that if such a thing should be accessible to him, so there it's to work. But maybe it's not that, I don't want to get in trouble here. They can make a whole shag on their Chatzeres, but then.
He doesn't leave it in a shul.
What?
He doesn't leave it in a shul.
Oh, or they leave it in a shul, that's another way, leave it in a shul.
Right.
That's a minigat has to leave in the shul, and the shul has to be in the mokum, which is Nitzus Pesach. The kveg in Shus kveg is the minyadala. He was just a shayna from the Tzeres Yisrael on Mishnayis, and the shayna is even clearer in the psicha Tzeres Yisrael Mesach Deirvin. Tzeres Yisrael is the shayna. There was a city which had like a Jewish section, a Jewish quarter, a Yiddish shchuna. One part of the city, which was Mukepes for the Tzuras of Pesach, and it was Dinah B'Shutiyah. The whole area over there was Mukef for the Tzuras of Pesach. And they kept the Erech HaTzeres in the Shul, in that Jewish quarter, in that Yiddish neighborhood. And the problem was, the Goyim started breaking there. The Goyim were based on Yisrael, and they started breaking the, I call it the Erech, I mean, Tzuras of Pesach. The Goyim started breaking the Tzuras of Pesach. Okay. So they breaking the Tzuras of Pesach.
Moshe calls it the Erech, it's true.
He does it, that's right.
He's
saying, okay. Okay, fine. But they were breaking the Tzuras of Pesach. And the problem was, they couldn't rely on it. So the Tzeres Yisrael told that town, those people, that for every chutzah, they should make their own personal Tzuras of Pesach. That's what they could do. It used to be one big Tzuras of Pesach around the whole city, or at least around the whole Yiddish part of the city, but since the Goyim kept breaking it, he told them that every chutzah you want to carry from one house to the next to your neighbor, you should make your own little Tzuras of Pesach, and that would be more protected. The Goyim weren't coming into the neighborhood, they weren't breaking those. But then the official said, but now we have a shayla with the Erech HaTzeres. We used to keep the Erech HaTzeres in the shul, but now that we're making like a small little Tzuras of Pesach for every little chutzah, for every few houses in every chutzah, you have to have an Erech HaTzeres in your little neighborhood. You make between among yourselves and the Tzeres Yisrael writes that they were Chanchanim, they were Rachman son, Grace Storm alive, very poor people. Mamash didn't have lechem lechol, they didn't have bread to eat, and it was hard for them to go take an extra piece of bread. Can you imagine such things? So to make an extra Erev Tzeres. It's hard for them to do that. So the Orcha Shulchan was looking for a Shulchan Hefta for them. What could he do? Every neighborhood, every little few houses had to have Erev Tzeres. So he wanted to say, he brought down, there's an Evan Oizah, it's an early African, Kieg brings down the Evan Oizah also, that once that Chaz Shaila, that the reason why the Erev has to be in the Mokam HaMa'uriv is because it has to be accessible. You have to be able to bring it to you also. But the Evan Oizah declares, if it's in a Karmelis, which is only Yosem Medavonim, the halacha is, Ein goes in Shvus, Vein Shmashas. Loi goes in Shvus, Vein Shmashas. And Vein Shmashas is no Shvus, Mokam Mitzvah. Mokam Mitzvah, Mikadin, you're not to carry in a Karmelis. The place is not just from the Reis, so you're not to carry Mokam Mitzvah. And Tain Devin Oizah, a Tikkun Erevin can be considered a Mokam Mitzvah, a Dvar Mitzvah. As a man, Devin Oizah wants to say, even though the Shul, he had a similar case, the Erev HaTzeres was in a Shul outside of where the people had their Tzuras HaPesach, but since you're able to carry from the Shul on Ben Shmoshes, because it's a Karmelis, and then goes Mokam Mitzvah, that's cool that Erev was good Ben Shmoshes, and even though once it's become Shabbos, it's also Midabonim, but that we have the cloud that once it was good Bechina Shabbos, Shabbos is successful, it's a Kulnoi. Once it's Midabonim Bechina Shabbos, just like the The Mishnah says that the Erev gets nistrach, gets burnt or eaten in the middle of Shabbos, skuf rest of Shabbos, as long as it's there, then it's mashmash, it's the same thing here.
Why have to carry a carriage on it? You can go eat it there without carrying.
So that's what really was Kierkegaard speaks about. What? Tikkun Erevin.
So what
do
you say? Since you're allowed to carry, you're not allowed to carry.
Oh, you're allowed to carry a banish mashas. No. That goes with Mishum Shus banish
mashas. What are you allowed to carry a banish mashas?
For any bar mitzvah. In a kamal.
In a kamal. Yeah, but there's no bar mitzvah yet.
That's called bar mitzvah, Tikkun Erevin.
What do you mean
by that? What do you mean by the banish mashas?
No, where do you mean the fact that what happened?
It was in you had the Erev Chatzeres in a shul outside the Makam Hamur, outside the.
It was knocked down.
Right.
It was knocked down before.
Right. It was knocked down before.
Okay. And you had it outside.
And you had it outside there. Where they had a little festival around the little house, and the house was in the chutzah.
Maybe you say that was.
And the problem was the Erev Chatzeres was in the shul.
Okay, so that's a problem.
So right. What so his head to was, the wants to say that your mice, you're able to get to. Why wasn't that accessible? Because you can't carry in a kamalos.
But banish. No, but it's not a hemshah.
Oh, so that's what the Kivega speaks. Is there a din that has to be in the Makamur? Or is this a din that has to be accessible to the Makamur?
We're all
one big family because we're all Meshud and Meshud Tafim and the Suda and that past and that makes us all
one
big family.
Only because you're in one chutz.
That's what the Benayzer claims. Does that help?
It's not a different chutz.
You mean it's not a different chutz. It's about the only karmas between them. So the male is about your left.
That's what he wants to say. I think the chakir is the halach has to be in the makamur, in the place with them to make, or is it just a sin? No, this is the makamur. As long as one mishutaf in one piece of in this Erev Chatzeres, we're considered one mishpacha, then they gave this, and there's no gezeirah, and we'll let it carry from one house to the next. But you have a different problem. It has to be accessible to bring it to them, so that's what he wants to say. It was accessible to banish mashas. You have to really understand exactly what the shayla.
No, because it's not accessible. You're saying it's a mitzvah, so we make it that you're allowed to carry, but it's not.
I was actually wondering what the whole shayla is. I mean, you're bringing up a few different points with the shayla. This is all that is here. That is a black circian.
Why don't you just go to the other camels and let them eat there? Everyone can go there, eat there.
Oh, because you have to. Because every chutz was making their own sukkah pesach. There was like a bunch of little like developments. Think of it like it used to be one city, but it was one big city. So it was cheap. They took one box of matzahs, kept it in the shul, and that fixed the whole city.
Hey, just go eat it there. Just go eat it there.
Yeah, for some reason it has to be accessible to you here also. It's all part of that. So to make it, I guess the shayach has to be the makom mur, has to be that, as long as I can bring it here, that makes it. That seems to be all part of the shayach of Levin Eisen.
No, it's not.
That's a good question. New people move in, the Chedorov has to be Mzak in the Acher.
Maybe
he has to make a new one every week, but they don't. They make it, the Minigis, they make it Erev Pesach. They take a new Bach from Masses, the Bach from you assume it's good for a whole year, and they eat it, they use the Yishin Bengad of Hashem Bartashos, they make it, they eat it for Sudas Yemtif, or Shalom Shudas or something. But when somebody moves in, unless there's some sort of Nusach, Mzaka, whoever's going to move in, I mean, we're telling Breyer.
The same box every week. Maybe it doesn't every
maybe
week.
Take the same box, and but everyone else owns it, so you have to.
Once a year, and everybody moves in, it's automatically.
How does that work? How does everybody move in and walk in? How does that work?
That's the way it works.
That's the way, because you're mezaka for them. That's the way it works. You're mezaka, whoever's going to move in gets to, you know, it's part of buying a house, so you're buying also a.
Listen, whoever sells also his part in the area.
That might be, yeah. But he doesn't have that in mind.
Okay,
but let's back to this shayla. Again, they used to have one box of matzah for the whole city, but now that they couldn't rely on the Sus Pesach, they had small little shunai, small little neighbors in the city, each one making their own Sus Pesach. And the Tzvi Sol said, every little neighbor has to have their own Erev Chatzeres. They couldn't afford it. They couldn't afford it. They have the money. So first he wants to bring down the seven ayahs of that. You can still be semich on the Erev Chatzeres in the shul. That will go for all the little separate Sus Pesach. With this far that you're able to get it, Beresh Moshes, because the goes of Shem Shavuos, Malka Mitzvah. That was it. But the nice thing is he doesn't want to be semich on that because the Eben Oiz himself likes Sorian. So the Tzvi Sol said he found the Badas Yochid, that the Rashi and Erevin, the Chavav, that says that if Chassidus is allowed to pass. All the Yishanim and all the places can say they're Chassidus, we have to pass Lechem. But Rashi seems to say that the way the Tresol, so Tresol learns is that if Erev Chassidus is not to have Shemen, oils. And Mela, the Tresol told him, make a cheap Erev Chassidus. Take some, he said, take Mayim Melech for Shemen. I think he may make a salad dressing. It's a Michael, like something you can dip in, like a dip. It would be water, salt, and oil. And even though I didn't really understand it, because water and oil don't mix. If you try to mix water and oil, it will separate. But maybe he meant, you know, make this bottle of water, salt, and oil, and before you use it, you shake it up, and then you have your this dressing, and that stays for Yom and Rabim, and it was very, very inexpensive. And every neighbor should have that, and it'd be so much fun to start Siachot of Rashi, plus with the Eben Ezra's suffix that maybe they have for sales in the Shul's house. So between the two, you want to be makel for these aniyim, but that's what they should do. What's the shear then? Lechem was the greatest. What's the shear over here? That's a good question. I'm not sure.
If you're looking at it as a dressing
on the wall. Dressing. Right, I'm not sure. Like a dip. I'm not sure what they did. That's a good question. I'm not sure. But the first girl, he sent this to Kivegan. Kivegan is a chuba and a chuba. Kivegan is the mini dalit. And he has his master matin printed with Kivegan, his psychotherapin. And Kivegan is very shtakai. Look, he said, there's no such sheet of Rashi. He wants to say that's not Rashi means, and even if there is such a Rashi, no, the Rashi is only going maybe going to Havamina, and Pashtus that Rashi he says is going on the Mishnah that says B'chol Marovin is going on Erev Tchumen. The whole Perek is talking about Erev Tchumen. It's not even talking. The Rashi is not even talking about Erev Tzeres. So Kveika does try to maybe pass like Devin Oiza, and he's very Meirich in Devin Oiza. She said that maybe this will work the Erev Tzeres in the Shul, but the end is Kveika doesn't like it, and he. He does write in his Mafteach, Kvega wrote the Mafteach to Chutz Kvega, and he writes a Lashon that he wanted to be Mekel with Devin Oizda. Lachboi Shemlo Yehei Chil Hashem. Lashon Shumpi Chil Hashem. And I think he meant to be him to tell the town that the Rav made a mistake. The Rav told you, be Lari on the Erechtes in the Shul, plus some oil, make Erechtes out of Shem and Mayim, and tell them the Rav is wrong, that'll be a Chil Hashem. So therefore, Kvega tries to say that and to pass like Devin Oizer, first being Raya's Devin Oizer, but the end is he says he can't be Semach Devin Oizer, he doesn't have Shtak enough Raya's, and even Devin Oizer himself has a Sarachian. So Kirig ends off, his Lashon is Umadaiti, Toyshi Avenu Kochotze Bachotze, every small Chotze should make their own air, but pass the Loy Bracha without a Bracha, the Chaini Avel based on Knesset Loy Bracha, and also they should make do Devin Oizer's air for this in the base of Knesset Loy Bracha. If they shouldn't from Yishkuch Lan, she chas and Rab, I should go for pass. She used to throw Eish Bessis Nestas. And I'm smart God, that's Devin Oizer. And I think there was only like a safety. Kivegan will make the pastings, every chot has to make the own Eivich
Hasei. Why can't they make the chot first with the bracha?
That's that way, I get that, that's my kasha. He says, first, he says, making each chot without a bracha, and then also making the basic Nestas, and that'll be, he only says that'll be a safety in case Yishkuchu, they forget to make every chot and they end up carrying. This will be like a kapara on them that they at least they had maybe their an oizbe's Erev help, so there won't be oizbe's kind of Erev Chaseres. So this always bothered me. Whatever Kivega writes, that Shinadaiti Toshvenu Kochotze Bachotze Paskalei Bracha, they should make an Erev in each Chotze without a Bracha. And I never understood why not. He's Chayil is so stuck on the Tzeres Yisrael, there's no such thing as making Erev Chaseres for Shemen. It has to be with Pask, there's no good. He's telling them you have to make a new Erev Chaseres, the Chayil you have to make with a Bracha. I was thinking maybe this is also.
Was there anything in the shul?
But his lashon is. Oh, so he came to my second era. That was going around the social. My friend, he went something that way. He went to say the Kvega meant that because it was in the shul first. Because it was in the shul, and the shul areas might be good going to one side of the Ebenezer. So therefore, when you make it in each chatzah, maybe it was already good the one in the shul, and you don't need one in each chatzah. If it was good ready from the shul, healthy for each chatzah, so there's no chalais there, if you don't make a bracha on each chatzah. And you don't make a bracha on the one the shul needs, if Kivega says, because that's something
that
I
tell them to make it in the shul,
because that's why I didn't like the test. Kivega's lashon is, let me read it again. L'dayti teshe yevenu ko chatzah b'chatzah b'pas lo'i bracha. Every chatzah has to make a new area for tzeres with the b'pas, without a bracha. V'chein ya'av b'es ha'knesset lo'i bracha. And also, make an area for tzeres in the b'es lo'i bracha. As in case the Shemufam Yishkuch, it's Mashu. There's nothing in Shul that they were starting over, and says this is the way you should do it. First, make each chatzah with a bracha. So it sounded like you made it in each chatzah first. So that's why they didn't understand. They should make it in each chatzah with the bracha, and then make it in the Shul as a safety. And that's how you don't make it with the bracha because each one has the well, even though
why can make because that's the kashas. Kashas. There's something missing because then it's pashut that it's the first chutz that makes a bracha.
Right, and
it's right. Gotta be that too.
No, the reason was because they had the Erev of Shemen first. That they already had the Erev of Shemen, which was sitting there. They listened to this. So, I don't know. I mean, this is bothering me. That's, I was thinking that maybe this is also to be because of the covenant of the Rav. Because if the Kibbutz was in the Metshuva, everyone has to make a new Erev Chatzis with a Bracha, and they'll go, we have an Erev Chatzis sitting right over here. The Rav told me to make with the Shem and the Mayim. It will be a big Chon Hashem. It will be a big design for the Rav. So if he tells them to, you know, to make it without a Bracha, that's like saying that, you know, maybe the Rav was right, just be Machmi and make a new one with Pas.
I think he's saying the Shemen was already there.
Yeah, that was already there. But Pashto, but if you look at the Kirin Shuba, he has very sharp alosha, very sharp alosha, and says that's wrong. So we don't pass like that, and he doesn't even think this is Jesus Rashi. There's no such thing. Eir Chatzis has to be a pass. That's far halacha. He doesn't pass like that at all. So why is he saying that a bracha? I was almost thinking to go say maybe it's a Tois at first. Kirin writes on the Daiti Tosh, Venikol Chatzis, Chatzis, Pashto, Loi Bracha, maybe he was supposed to be Bid Bracha, with a bracha. And it was a misprint, but that is a fact I don't want to say. So I'm thinking maybe more of Mishum Kavod Rav. There's a mice in the Tolos of Kivega, they had a different mice. One time a Rav sent with a Shliach, like the beginning of Gittin, sent with a Shliach a get for a lady, and Kivega looked at the get, and he had big spakas on the get that wasn't written right. And he wanted to make a whole new get for that Isha. And but the Kivega then writes, the mice says, well, because the Kavod of the Rav, if you make a whole new get, it would be a big bazillion. And the Rav made a get that wasn't good, Kivega will. But Samechan Ateim to Mashe to get. There's a ton of Mashe to get, had a Kisus on Zerim. So after they cast, the Kvega went to the whole Shuba to be Mashe that get because of the covet of the Rav that sent the first get. That shouldn't be a design for that Rav. So maybe here also the Kvega said that told him, make the exercise without a Bracha, it shouldn't be a design for the Rav that his Mashe is wrong. Something on the Pasha. The end of Pasha the 8th day is coming week. The Pasha says, if the Yaakovinu left Lovin and Arami with the Shrocha, but Lovin and Arami chased after him, and he kind of, the Yaakovinu stole his over the Zoras, Getchkis. So it says, the Pasha, Yavil and Kim, Lovin and Arami, the Abish that came to Lovin and Arami, the Chalim Halang and the Chalim Beim, and I said to him, Yisham Aloy Pen, Tadab, and Yaakov, and Tevedra. He said, be careful not to speak bad with Yaakov. Don't even speak good with him. Don't speak good. Exactly listen, and he made a whole fight with Yaakov. But at the end, the he made strong with Yaakov. And so it says, Yikav Yaakov Evan V'yim Matzeva. Yaakov made a Matzeva. If no Matzeva was, it seems to be an union of a Vayis Hashem. He made a, and then the next pasuk says, V'yim Yaakov Le'echa. Yaakov said to his brothers, maybe the people with him, it was his sons, the Tosis Le'echa, to his people with him. Liktu avon v'yichu avon v'yasu gal. They said made a gal. The gal seems to be something else. You have to know what the gal was, what the matseva was. But then the next pasuk says, afterwards it says, v'yim alavon liyakov. Yakov says, hini a gal zeh, v'hini matseva shay yiristi. Here you have this gal, this matseva shay yiristi, that I threw together, that I made. So I saw a mice with the stifle, and the stifle was being ma'abasedra. Somebody heard him say this pasuk. And he says, what the oven said, this is the Matzeva Shayrisi, the type said, he started screaming, Hazal Ligna, Hazal Shakran. This is a lie. Yaakovinu made the Matzeva. You see what a Shakran Lovin Rami was. Yaakovinu just made the Matzeva. And what's the Pasuk say? Lovin got up and said, he named Matzeva Shayrisi. Here's the Matzeva that I made. He's saying, Hazal Ligna, Hazal Shakran. But I did, I always like that nice way he went to Pasuk, like it was a lie. Where you're supposed to learn it, but I did see in the Red Dark, just recently, the Red Dark also sells on it. How could Lovin say a Sheyri? You see, the Pasuk is in the Ferish. Yaakovinu made the Gal on Matseva. So the Dark wants the answer, because Lovin told Yaakovinu before, be after Lecha Nichas Abris, he said, let's make a Bris, a treaty between us. And Lovin felt that when Yaakov went and made the Matseva and the Gal to be an Aedis on the Bris, was as if he was doing a B'shechusa. I told him to make a Bris, so when he went and made the Matseva and the Gal, it was because of me. That's why I said, Lashon Yirisi. The Zach actually must defend for Lovin. But you don't defend for Lovin and Rami that much, because if you look at the rest of the Pesukim, if you really tell them these Pesukim, you see the Talmudic Rishus Mufloga of Lovin and Rami. That the Boyneshom Akash Baruch the Chayyav Asmai came to him and he was zeichet to have a cholam and the Eibush spoke to him and he told him Shemun Lecha Pentadavim Yaakov Mitev Vadra Shemun Lecha Pentadavim Yaakov Mitev Vadra, be careful not to even speak good to Yaakov. What did he do? He went to the next pasuk to Yaakov and he started speaking. Not he started speaking beer. He said, "Yesh el yodi, I have koyach in my hand. Last is machem ra. I can kill you. I can do beer to you." But lokei avichem, the Eved of your father's emes, yesterday yomer lai lema said to me, "Shemachem idam Yaakov kevira." He even quoted what the Ben Shem told him, and in the same sentence, he's threatening Yaakovinu. The Yesh el yodi, I have koyach in my hand. And when he said Yesh el yodi, I have koyach in my hand, to do that, that's a chayv kiyur also. Person thinks he has kaif, thinks something negative, what the Baruch Shem told himself, Mamash, he was kaif, Mamash kaif de diva, speaking to the Baruch Shem. Another shalom is, when he was referring to what the Eved should tell him, he said, Elokei Avichem, the Eved of your fathers, he doesn't call him Elokei, he doesn't say my Eved, he doesn't say Elokei kol oilom, the Eved for the ganze welt, the Eved of your fathers. So they be back to kfir. And in the same pasuk right there, he started asking, Loma ganachta son ohoi. He said, why did you steal my get? He's referring to his get, Shkis B'Loshin Elohai. He just spoke to the Eved. And he's still an Eved of Eved Zara. He's calling his get, Shkis B'Loshin Elohai. Once again, you see the Rishis and the Bablissa, the Ram Shkolim, the Sheke, and the Zivik and Neva that he said, Tiakabin Abonis, Venoisei, Abonim, Bonai, Batsain, Sinai. Everything is mine. Everything you have, it's all mine. The girls, the boys, the Tzain, it's all mine. And even if you say, B'nei Banu Harei Kavanim, there was a little bit of emes in it, but to go say that that's not Yaakovin, it's Taki, your daughters, and, but it's also Yaakovin's wives, can't deny that. The Banu, maybe his grandchildren, was Yaakovin's sons, and the Tzayin for sure belongs to Yaakovin, he worked so hard for it, and it was on Nisim Guliam, and the whole Pasha about how David was Ma'ashim, gave him a Shivas and Tzayin. And the guy in Lovin says, no, it's all mine, so. Lovin's Rishis is pretty clear, and this just is most of the Tzidkus of Yaakovinu, that even though he lived with Lovin and Ami all the years, he still remained Yaakovinu Bechir Ovois, and he was able to say in the next six Pashim, Lovin Gati, Tarek Mitzvah Shemati.